This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I like the story of a man driving along, minding his own business, when a lady driver came up behind him, obviously in a great hurry, and started tailgating him. He'd come to the traffic lights. They'd turned yellow. He'd slowed down to stop. There's nothing really unusual about that, except the lady behind him screeched to a halt in her car, hit the horn, and started screaming in frustration at this lost chance she had to get through the intersection. She was mad. She'd been talking on the mobile phone, very angry, and then she heard the tap on the window and looked up to see the face of a serious-looking policeman. He told her to get out of the car with her hands up. He took her to the police station where she was searched, fingerprinted, photographed, and held in a cell. And this woman, she was very distressed. What'd she done? She got a bit mad. But after a few hours, she was taken back to the booking desk and told by the police officer, "Look, I'm very sorry for the mistake. I pulled up behind you when you were blowing your horn and cursing the man in front, and I noticed all the signs on the back of your car that said, 'What would Jesus do?' and 'Follow me to Sunday school.' There was a bumper sticker and you had the Christian fish emblem on the window, and naturally he said, 'I assumed that you had stolen the car.'" How embarrassing. Here she was, a committed Christian, had lost it all in those moments at the traffic lights. And as I thought of this story, it occurred to me that we Christians are setting an example all the time. Every second of the day, if you're a professing Christian, you are presenting an example, either a good one or a bad one. It was Albert Schweitzer who once said, "Example is not the main thing in influencing others." He said, "It's the only thing." Thomas Jefferson said, "I have ever deemed it more honourable and more profitable to set a good example than to follow a bad one." Now, I think you know what I'm talking about. So often, we're being watched. People watch us. We don't realise that our neighbours may see us go off to church Sunday mornings. But what do they see from us during the rest of the week? Are we setting a good example by our language, by our actions? And there are lots of people who are watching us. We're observed in what we do, what we say it, how we do it, what we do. So whether we like it or not, we're being watched. Do you know that in the New Testament there was a young man named Timothy? Now, Timothy, he was probably in his late teens or early 20s, and the Apostle Paul had some really good advice. He said, "Now listen, if you're going to be a leader, make sure no one looks down on you because of your age, because no matter what your age, you can be an example for God," he said. "You can be an example for good. If you set this example for good, you'll be able to lead others to a greater knowledge of God and to a greater and living faith." Now that's from 1 Timothy 4, 12 to 16. Here was Paul, who was an older man, trying to tell his young friend that faith is not something you say. He said, "But look, faith is something that you live. It's all about setting a really good example for others." And Timothy said, if you want to be an effective teacher, you've got to stay close to God. And really, age has got nothing to do with it. And I think this lesson applies for us as well today. The truth is, we learn by example. Don't be like the mother who, she took a little boy to his first day at school and said to the teacher, "My Sam, he might do something wrong sometimes, but she said, look, if he does, can I suggest that you always punish the child next to him?" He said, "Because my son learns by example." Now, I don't think that's exactly the right way to learn, but we do learn by example. We copy those who are around us. We follow those who we think are important. And that's why we who are parents have a big responsibility to always give our children a good example. And of course, we can be a bad example. The word flu, F-L-U, comes from an Italian word that's influenza. And that literally means the influence of a cold. So we could say you can be like a flu virus for others. You can be a negative influence, or you can be a good and positive influence. And so young Timothy from the New Testament, he had to learn that to accomplish life's purpose and his service for Jesus, he had to stay close to God, and he had to be an effective influence on others. Well, Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge today, Lord, how important it is to give a good example. We thank you for the example of Jesus, who went to the cross for us. Lord, help us to follow him in all things. And this is a prayer I ask in the name of Jesus, our great example. Amen.